This morning, we learn about the Battenkill Chorale's 2019 spring concert, Te Deum, New American Songs of Nature and Praise, taking place this weekend. The program features joyful and uplifting music of Dan Forrest, Jake Runnestad, and Donald McCullough. While founding artistic director Janet McGee recently announced her retirement from the Battenkill Chorale, guest conductor Noah Palmer will direct the spring performance. Palmer is a pianist, and he is currently the assistant director of Albany Pro Musica, assistant conductor of the Broad Street Chorale and Orchestra, and music director at St. Helena's Episcopal Church in Lenox. He also has directed the Northern Berkshire Chorale and conducted the Skidmore College Opera Workshop, but he is here to tell us about the Battenkill Chorale's 2019 spring concert, and it's a great pleasure to welcome Noah to the program. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks, Joe.
Very nice to have you here. A delight. And give us a sense of what it's like to come in. And, of course, Janet's been there forever. And you come in and you take over the helm. And what is that like?
Well, what I have to emphasize more than anything is the quality of the organization that Janet's created over all these years. The volunteerism, the commitment to the music, the enthusiasm that singers bring to their rehearsals. And of course, it's always a challenge coming in, bringing my new perspective to things. People have to get used to my style. But it's gone very smoothly, and I've had great help from Linda Anderson, the president of the group, with all the administrative and logistical issues that have come up, and it's just been a great pleasure.
So when you go, do you have an idea? How do I ask this? I mean, I assume you have an idea of what you want it to sound like in your mind, and does that always sound like that group will be able to sound like? Does that make sense?
Sure, that makes sense. And that's really the heart of the rehearsal process. So I prepare the repertoire based on what I think the group is capable of and is going to sound fantastic. And then I come into rehearsals and we gradually create a meeting of my internal vision of what I want it to sound like and what the group is bringing. And it's been amazing how that process has come along.
How much rehearsal time do you get? How much time do you actually get to? I mean, the answer to this question always is not nearly enough, but how much time do you get?
Sure. So we have rehearsal weekly every Thursday night. We've had about 10 regular rehearsals. And then what's amazing is we get two full dress rehearsals. We had our last dress rehearsal last night. And then we have our two concerts this weekend. So it's quite a nice amount of rehearsal in the end.
Yeah. So, and then how did everything go at the dress rehearsal last night?
Oh, just fantastic. The feeling was good. Everybody was really optimistic. We have a fabulous little ensemble of instrumentalists with us. And I think everybody's really excited about the concerts this weekend.
All right. So let's get to the repertoire itself. Bring us through the program as to what we will hear. I mentioned it in passing, but first of all, what were you hoping for in that idea of spring, renewal, joyful, all of that?
Spring renewal, joy, and with an American focus, and also this counterplay of the songs of praise and also songs of nature, and some of the crossover between those two, typified by this beautiful song, The Peace of Wild Things, which is by young composer Jake Runnestad, with the beautiful text by Wendell Berry.
Beautiful stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And how familiar would the audience be in this material? Not very?
Well, Dan Forrest is actually one of the most prominent young American choral composers right now, and he sort of typifies what's going on in American choral music, which is this crossover between sacred, more liturgical setting music and music that can be used on a concert non-liturgical stage, which of course is what we're doing. The performance
right.
is in a church, but it's not part of a church service.
But it is, that's an interesting point, though, because you are doing it in a church, but it was meant for that, right? I mean, that just the sound of that choral voice will resonate beautifully there.
Absolutely. And the space, which is the Cambridge United Presbyterian Church, it's a church in the round. It's very intimate. It has a lot of wood. And the sound with the chorus and the orchestra in there is just glorious. And I think it's a perfect setting for this rep.
And it just takes over. I mean, right? I mean, absolutely. it just what's the word I'm looking for? Envelops you.
That's right.
Yeah. When you think of the a program like this, and you look at the new music that you bring to a program, or newer in comparison, that is something that is that's the future of this art form, is it not?
Yeah, absolutely. We have three living composers, Dan Forrest, Jake Runnestad, and also Donald McCullough. And they're sort of an interesting staggering of ages. So Donald McCullough, who I worked with through Albany Pro Musica when he was composer in residence, he's a very established, longtime choral conductor and composer. And then we have Dan Forrest, who's in his early 40s and also very well established. And then Jake Runnestad is actually in his early 30s, right around my age, and he's totally a rising superstar in the choral world. So we sort of have a nice staggering representation of living American composers.
What is it like to, especially in your position when you were at Albany Pro Musica, to have the, I ask this a lot, when the artist, the creator is with the organization that is going to put on the work, whether that is a play or an orchestral piece, to have that input?
Sure. Well, by the way, I am still with Albany Pro Musica, working as an accompanist and assistant director.
No,
and
don't quit the day job.
And 2 years ago, I believe it was, Donald McCullough was the composer in residence for the High School Choral Festival with APM. And I actually got to accompany him conducting the high school choir. And that was a fascinating experience because it was his music and he was conducting. So I saw his interpretive style to his own music.
How does it differ in conducting an orchestra, a musical ensemble, versus a chorus?
Sure, that's a fascinating question. I could go on and on about that.
Well,
but,
we have 5 minutes, so feel free.
To keep it simple. the big difference is that you've been rehearsing with the choir for 10 weeks plus, and then the orchestra comes in. These are all professional, highly skilled musicians, and you may only have two rehearsals of a few hours each with the orchestral ensemble. And so the conducting has to be very clear. Your instructions to the ensemble has to be very clear and precise. Time management is of the essence in rehearsal. You just have to have your sharp ears on and fix as efficiently as you can.
But fundamentally, basically, it's the same act, right? In the sense of the I know this is going to sound cliche, but the human voice is the instrument as opposed to an instrument.
Absolutely. What's different is that the voice has very unique ways of working. Most importantly, the voice has text. Right?
Right.
And so a lot of what you bring to rehearsal with the chorus is trying to understand how are we going to express this text? How are we going to use words? And then the fact that the human voice is so dynamic. So you can have a sudden attack on a word and then a diminuendo and then a big crescendo. And with everybody working together, it creates this monumental impact that is just unique to the choral form.
In the Battenkill Chorale, are there familiar faces of people that you have seen in other choral groups that you have been a part of?
Not so much overlap, actually. There's one member of Battenkill Chorale who's currently singing with the Albany Pro Musica Masterworks. No, it's sort of a different area further up in the hill country.
So geographic, it's different.
Yeah.
So they don't go driving for more. Well, more opportunities.
There's some of that. There's also the fact that Albany Pro Musica is an audition group, and that's part of what makes the experience of Battenkill so incredible, is that these are all volunteer, non-auditioned singers. Anybody can come sing. You could come sing with us.
No. No, don't do that. But I'll save you the problem. But that is beautiful. And then, so how do you then, but I'm assuming, and correct me if I'm wrong here, but I'm assuming that if, I don't know how to, people who probably can't do this don't do it, right?
Well, look, the reality is we have a range of ability in the group.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, the group.
And I don't even mean the Battenkill Chorale per se, but any let's say, amateur group or a volunteer group, people coming in. I mean, if you know you have this sound, and the Battenkill Chorale has a beautiful reputation, that if you're going to show up, you should know what you're doing, right?
Sure. And we have a lot of ways of helping people along. So one way is that at the beginning of the season, we make practice CDs and everybody can hear their individual part and take it home and
embarrass
spend time,
the hell out of them. Yes.
You know, and singers have told me about putting their practice CD on and in the car when they have a 4-hour long trip, and they sing along with the CD and it helps them to, you know, become comfortable.
And then
with,
they drive off
what
the cliff.
Doing.
Yeah.
Hopefully not.
No, hopefully not. But I mean, yeah. Because a lot of people they don't even like to hear their own speaking voice, much less of how it would sound singing. I mean, that's why karaoke is popular, right? Because people, like, oh my God, that I sound like that?
Yeah, right. Well, even for me, when I make the practice CDs, you know, I sing every part, and then I don't listen back to them, because it is weird hearing your own voice recorded.
It's very weird. So. I just liked how you said it. We have ways of working with them. They learn in the process, and that only strengthens the group, I assume, over time.
Absolutely. And a huge part of the rehearsal process is the reality of bringing a diverse group of singers with diverse backgrounds all along on the same page together. And in the end, you hope to have a unified ensemble sound.
I asked this question not to cause trouble, only because I'm curious and just because I know her, but has Janet really retired?
Janet has really retired. It has happened.
Okay, all right.
This winter concert was her final.
Well,
concert.
Final concert. So, and you don't. So, you, it's not like you sit down and say, "Oh, Janet, let's work on this together."
Sure, I contacted Janet and I sent her my materials and told her I was interested, and we got together and made it happen.
Excellent. Well, it's all happening. It's a beautiful, beautiful program. It's the 27th. So that's tomorrow night. At 7 o'clock, and then it will be Sunday at 4 at the Cambridge United Presbyterian Church. That's at 81 East Main Street, right in Cambridge. You can find out more information by going to battenkill.org. Battenkill, is it battenkillchorale.org?
That's
battenkillchorale.org. battenkillchorale.org. And it's the 27th at 7, the 28th at 4. It's the Battenkill Chorale's 2019 Spring Concert. Te Deum, new American songs of nature and praise, taking place this weekend. We are thrilled to have Noah Palmer here. He is going to be directing the guest conductor and directing the spring performance. Noah, thank you very much for coming in. What a great pleasure to have you on the program.
Thanks so much, Joe.
Thank you very much. Again, you can find out more by going to battenkillchorale.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.